Succession, number 29703, Reel 7.
Hitler, he knew that the war was over. The German officers knew that the war was over, and so that the generals. The war was over as far as we were concerned from all practical purposes. It was November, December of 1944. We expected the war to end by Christmas at that time, but Hitler held out until the last moment, until he finally did away with himself. And the following that he once had as the great leader was lost. He no longer had that following comes the latter part of 1944. So, again, we stayed, well, I can backtrack just a little bit here. When I came into the camp in 1944, which was about September into the regular camp, we were told at that time, that was after D-Day, and the war was winding down, and we were encouraged at that time, said, now, if you decide to escape, I mean, take all these other things into consideration, the war is going to end, in other words, it's all going our way, and your chances of success being way up there in Barth and trying to find your way home are less than 50%. So in that particular case, most of our tunnel digging has quit, like Royal was trying to tell us where he was out there digging. Well, towards the end, it was just a matter of waiting for the troops, somebody to come in, either the Russians or the American forces, and liberate us.
Okay, thank you. Well, now I'm going to ask the audience if they've got any comments to make. But first of all, hands up, all you fellows who were Kriegers, Kriegerfunkener. Wow. Perhaps this is Stalag Luft 10 or something. Yeah. Anyway, gentlemen.
Mr. Chairman?
I'd like to make one comment. One of the gentlemen here said something about, I think it's you, said something about ice skating at Sagan. That explains why we got all these ice skates in at Stalag Luft 1. Didn't know what the hell to do with them. And we took the blades and made ice skate bar cutters out of them, and I bet the Germans are digging up ice skate shoes to this day.
That's right. Thank you, Royal. Yes, sir.
Chairman, I think this group should know there's one of our Dutch helpers here who was not only a helper but spent several years in a concentration camp. She was also sentenced to death and also walked home from Germany to Holland. Jokie Fomer in the front row there. Jokie, would you stand up?
I'm sure that everyone here, doesn't need me to say, is most appreciative and always will be all their lives for these courageous people in the occupied territories. I know personally several people, and it always amazes me how they could go out of their way to help people who were not yet liberators but were simply foreigners, to put their own lives on the plate. And as I said in my opening remarks to the escape and evasion session, Colonel Langley estimates that at least one person was executed for every one Allied airman that was got safely out of Europe. And that's something when you think about it. Well, thank you. I'm sure we could go on, as I've said, for a long, long time. But we must terminate the session here and the second symposium. And, of course, I have to thank these marvelous people, these five gentlemen who sit beside me and who have described in such graphic detail their experiences long, long ago in the POW camps that they frequented. So will you please stand with me and give them a hand? Finally, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming. We hope you enjoyed it. Oh, Mr. Wallner has an announcement.
You should know where you're going to eat. It's in room 23. That's in the next corridor over that way. You have to go up to the head here and over the bridge there and back to 23. And that'll be at 7:30. There's some of the cash bars are still open in the halls there. But you'll still have time to go. That's one reason we're trying to rush you a little bit so you can get back in time to eat it. It's in this building, room 23.
Dress as you like.
In the convention center.
In this convention center.